Now, the ICE artists that work with you, what are their backgrounds now? Where, did they come from being chefs as well? How did they get into it?
Usually, yeah. Usually the ice sculptors in the industry are all chefs or have been in the culinary arts at some point, even through culinary school. However, when we put together our team here, we really didn't want someone with preconceived notions. We didn't want someone coming in and sculpting their way or handling the ice sculptures the way that they normally do or were taught by someone else. We brought in people that were hungry, that were excited to be involved in something different, something unique, and really wanted to pick this up as an art. So we trained them from scratch. They were, Chops, his background is, he's done work for moving companies and all kinds of other stuff. Nothing even remotely related to culinary arts. Some of the other people that we've had through there have been art students. Mm-hmm. Giovanna was an art student, mainly worked with clay. So we've kind of brought people in with a diverse background, but nothing to do with ice sculpting because okay. We wanted to train them our way.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Now, a lot of folks know you from the show Ice Brigade on the Food Network. How did that all come together?
Well, we've done a number of different ice sculptures for television shows in the past. We've been on Discovery Channel, Recreation Nation. We were on TBS, Ripley's Believe It or Not television show, and done a lot of other things for publications. And so we've got a pretty good internet presence when people start looking for ice sculptures on the web. The Discovery Channel, we did a 30-foot-long mousetrap game. It was a reproduction of the kids' game, the mousetrap, mm-hmm. but giant-sized.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on YouTube.
It was crazy. It was. That's. I think even after the show, that's by far probably our most elaborate sculpture we've ever done.
Okay.
And so they saw that. A number of production companies saw that. We had probably 20 different companies call us, say, hey, we want to do a show on you guys. And we sorted through everybody, and we found a company that was originally from Michigan, out of Detroit.
Okay.
They're in L.A. right now, Mant Brothers Production. And we clicked with them, so we said, let's do it.
Now, did you have to lobby hard to get a lot of it filmed here in Grand Rapids?
It was actually not as hard as I thought. I think we had talked about doing a traveling show and doing, L.A. and Chicago and that sort of thing. But my big sell was, hey, we don't want to be like everybody else. We don't want to be Boston, L.A., Chicago.
Right.
Grand Rapids is a wonderful backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
And the production company came out. Again, they're from Michigan, so they were on my side with the whole project as
sure.
far as doing stuff in Michigan. So just showing the network, hey, this is – here's the nice background. We sent them off different video footage of the city and things, and they loved it.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I heard from so many people, that it was so cool that you had it filmed here in Grand Rapids. And, I mean, what a great time to showcase the city. There's so much great stuff going on here.
It really is. Unfortunately, we were hoping that we could kind of plug some things in through Art Prize as well, but it kind of jumped our filming schedule. Initially, we did a pilot.
Sure.
And that was before Art Prize.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided they wanted to go to a full series, so they held that back, and we started shooting the full series. Unfortunately, that gap was right during Art Prize.
Right.
So we just finished up prior to Art Prize with a pilot, and then after a couple of months of looking through everything and checking the final edit, they decided to film the whole project, and they wanted to jump with it right into December. So mm-hmm. we were filming right around that time. It would have been awesome to have Art Prize as part of it.
Right, right. Now, I was on the set when you did the big chess set at Rosa Parks Circle.
Yeah.
Very cool to watch that all take place. I mean, we've done some pretty wild stuff. Pool tables, a casino. What's your favorite piece that you've done?
I think the casino was a lot of fun. I think partially because that when we were filming that episode, that's actually when I proposed to my fiance. So that leaves a special place in my heart.
Congratulations to the two of you.
So thank you. Thank you very much. So that's pretty exciting there that she was part of that. She actually has about a second and a half cameo at the end where she's like, whoa!
Nice.
So she kind of made it on the show. It was fun. Also, the mechanical bull that we did.
Twisted Rooster.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
very
cool.
Where people actually
wrote it. Yes.
Looking back on it, excited about it. Looking forward to it, not at all, because I was so worried someone's going to get hurt. I mean, we had probably 3,000 pounds of ice on a rotating stand with drunk people sitting on top of it. So, I mean, it's a recipe for disaster.
Sure, sure. Now, the ice that you use, I mean, is this just normal, regular ice, or is there something special about it?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because it is a lot of a very intense process, actually, to distill. It's distilled as it's freezing. We circulate it, so we're kind of reproducing the natural effect of a river. So when water molecules are moving, only the molecules themselves will slow down and freeze,
okay,
and the air and impurities and minerals continue to move. So it distills it. All the impurities end up on top, and we siphon that off.
Okay. Okay.
So it takes about 5 days and a special machine to make the type of clear ice that we do,
mm-hmm,
but it's well worth it, and that's really what people like to see, that clarity.